This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, June 27th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. California wallets get sizzled in cookouts. CCA rancher talks taxes with Trump, and GOP pushes to resolve reconciliation. California sees higher cookout costs. California consumers will pay significantly more for their 4th of July cookouts this year compared to the national average. That according to California Farm Bureau analysis of the National Farm Bureau survey. A typical Independence Day gathering for 10 guests in California projected to cost $90.06, substantially higher than the national average of $70.92 and the Western Region average $73.50. This year marks the first time California-specific costs were included in the survey, revealing that the state's cookout expense nearly 27% higher than the national average and about 22% higher than the Western regional average. The Golden State has seen elevated grocery prices across staples like ground beef, $14.33 for 2 pounds versus $13.33 a year ago. Chicken breasts at $12.48 for 2 pounds versus $7.79. Pork chops at $19.30 for 3 pounds versus $14.13. CAFB President Shannon Douglas emphasized that despite increasing challenges, California agriculture's commitment to producing safe, sustainable, and affordable food for families remains unwavering. California rancher talks taxes with Trump. Kevin Kester, fifth-generation California cattle rancher and past president of the California Cattlemen Association, joined President Donald Trump at the White House yesterday to advocate for the tax relief provisions in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Kester highlighted his personal experience with the death tax 30 years ago, emphasizing the need for tax reform to protect family farms and ranches. Rick Roberti, current CCA president, and Ethan Lane, National Cattlemen's Beef Association senior vice president of government affairs, echoed Kester's sentiments, urging Congress to pass the bill to ensure the future of multi-generational agricultural operations. Newsom stakes red pen to LCFS claims. After years of deflecting criticism over California's high gas prices, Governor Gavin Newsom is trying a new move. He took the school teacher approach this week, using a red pen to mark up a Republican letter that blamed the low carbon fuel standard for increased prices at the pump. In the statement, Newsom also argued California's gas tax will increase the per gallon price by up to 8 cents next month, not 65 cents. He refuted other claims that prices would hit $8 a gallon due to refinery closures. But Representative Vince Fong of Bakersfield, who was part of the Republican congressional delegation behind the letter, countered that Newsom grandstands instead of governs. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate GOP scrambling to finish reconciliation. Senate Republicans are still working through a few major issues as they try to pass their reconciliation bill in time to make President Donald Trump's July 4 deadline. They cleared one hurdle yesterday when the Senate parliamentarian officially signed off on two key Agriculture Committee provisions. One imposes a cost-share requirement on states based on their error rates. The second cuts off benefits to immigrants who don't have citizenship or permanent residency. But now the main event, perhaps the biggest remaining question, is how the Senate Finance Committee will adjust its Medicaid proposals after the parliamentarian ruled against several provisions. Among those was a proposed cap to provider taxes, which some Republicans have opposed. Instead, they have argued Senate leadership to follow the House proposal on provider taxes. Senate leadership has been working on tweaks to the language in hopes it can gain approval the second time around. Following a conference meeting yesterday afternoon, Senator John Hovind of North Dakota said the changes being considered are similar to the SNAP state cost share fix and involve the time frame for states to respond to the current provider tax freeze. This provision was also included in the House bill. The Senate is considering adding stabilization fund for rural hospitals and a total dollar figure. But given the parliamentarian ruling, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri said, it seems like Senate leadership is trying to determine what direction exactly they want to go in. In the meantime, some 23 Democratic governors wrote to congressional lenders warning that the SNAP provisions to the House and Senate reconciliation bills could mean some states will leave the program. This could lead to eligible participants losing access, an increase in hunger, the governors say. Colorado River negotiators weigh possible divorce. After months of challenging discussions over future management of the Colorado River, negotiators from the upper and lower basins are exploring the option of breaking up. Both sides are currently considering a, quote, conscious uncoupling, which would allow the basins to put aside some long-standing legal disagreements and focus on ensuring a set amount of water gets released downstream from Lake Powell, the Colorado negotiator, Becky Mitchell. If it's done correctly, it should provide the opportunity for the upper and lower basins to manage themselves, with the only real point of agreement being the Lake Powell release, Mitchell said at an Upper Colorado River Commission meeting yesterday. Now take note, the seven states will now have until mid-November to sign to the Bureau of Reclamation whether they have reached a deal, according to Scott Cameron, the Interior Department's acting Assistant Secretary for Water and Science. Here's today's final word. They were there, but not out. I began to recognize that there is space for us. At Cody Nicholson Stratton of Foggy Bottoms Boys Farm, explaining how LGBTQ plus culture and ag has changed during a CDFA luncheon honoring Pride Month. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, June 27th. Brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Daly.